name is Har.
And I'm Shreyas.
Welcome back to Good Bad and Filmy. We are back with Quentin Tarantino's 9th feature film, which is
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yes, first and foremost, Quentin Tarantino for me is one of my favorite directors working in Hollywood right now. Every time there's a Quentin Tarantino movie that's coming out, it for me is an event, and I'm always looking forward to his movies.
Yeah, there was a lot of hype for this.
Absolutely. Yes. He's doing only 11 movies. This is the 9th one, so right. I'm pretty sure there's going to be hype for the next two as well.
Right. And yeah, stellar cast. But I don't know, it was kind of sober for me, and Tarantino's not supposed to be sober, so
that's actually very true. This movie is more a comedy than anything else. A little drama involved. But yeah, more or less a comedy. There's a lot of funny, you know, quips, a lot of humor in the entirety of this movie,
right?
And that's very unlike Tarantino, man.
It is. So yeah, it follows this supposedly washed up actor called Rick Dalton, who's been played by Leonardo DiCaprio,
and his stuntman
and
stuntman
slash best friend slash
driver slash guy who does everything for him,
Brad Pitt, who plays Cliff Booth. And it's loosely based on the Sharon Tate
loosely
murders.
Connected to maybe because this is like a piece of imagination, a piece of fiction, right? Their
right.
story, this is not based on any actors,
right?
But it does, kind of fit in with Sharon Tate's murder, which is Charles Manson and his
true
family.
Story. Yeah,
it's based on a true story that connects somehow,
right?
On some small level here,
right?
So let's just get into the goods.
Yep.
Starting off the goods, first and foremost, obviously our leading men, Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio is just a freaking gem in this movie.
He's like in every movie, but here him and you see his comedic timing.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, there's a scene towards the end of the first half where he's just going at it and it's
in
solo. It's solo. There's no one there. He's literally talking to himself. He's berating himself. And it's supposed to be like a serious, this, you know, alcoholic guy who's losing his shit, but it's so funny.
It's hilarious. The things that come out of his mouth, and only Quentin Tarantino with his dialogue, man. Only
could
he can make
this,
he can make stuff like this happen, something that's
right.
so offbeat. Just the dialogues just keep you engaged, and that's Quentin Tarantino's
Absolutely.
Style. Even if it's Hateful Eight, which was probably not one of his biggest movies,
yeah, right.
that small claustrophobic, you know, space and the dialogues that people are bouncing off of each other is
right.
what made that movie interesting as well.
Right.
And that's what's carrying this movie. The two
totally.
Leading men, Brad Pitt was such a badass. He goes up against Bruce Lee in one scene and it's such a blast.
He slams him,
right? And it's such a blast watching this guy, both the characters, they've got a bromance going on, they both really love each other, respect each
right.
other. But they're obviously kind of dealing with the problem of being a has-been. They've been in the industry for a long time
right.
and they know the time is about to end.
Yeah. And special mention, Brad Pitt has this kick-ass, huge-ass pit bull and her name's Brandy.
Brandy,
oh my god, she was a star for me.
She has a really kick-ass scene.
Yeah, the penultimate.
Keep an eye out.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out.
Right. Yeah, besides that, you were talking about how you like the frames
of
the shooting.
This movie is based on actors, right? So there's a scene in this movie where Leonardo DiCaprio is sitting and he's acting more or less, right? He's doing this thing for a show.
Yeah.
And the camera's kinda, you know, like pandering around him and they're doing like a proper 360 and then there's a cut. The director asks them to cut because he fucks up, he forgets his line.
Okay.
And then the camera actually goes back in the same shot and you're like, dude, this is like Inception in filmmaking because it's done so well. Again, Tarantino is a genius, we all know.
Right.
But the way some of the shots are framed here, the way some of the shots are directed here, they were phenomenal. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
The movie all in all, you know, at no point in the movie, even though the plot is a little not that great,
right.
I would say, but at no point was I bored. I was always entertained by whatever was going on screen.
I did think it was a little
to the lore, got it.
But we'll get more into detail with the bats coming up. So like we mentioned, there's not much going on. And it's almost like you have to read between the lines to sort of take that in because you are literally following an actor. You're following his supposed ups and downs.
Right.
And there doesn't have to be much going on. You're just following him in this period. So if there's not much going on, he's
Absolutely.
Just trying to show what's going on in and around stuff. You'll see a little bit of Margot Robbie. I don't really understand why she took the role minus being part of a stellar cast and a stellar
Absolutely.
Director. she doesn't feature too much.
She doesn't have too many lines either. She does not have a character arc, I'd say.
Exactly.
But again, she's playing Sharon Tate, which is based on a true character. So right. Yeah, I'm guessing right. Out of respect for her, maybe. I'm not sure.
Right. And yeah, without Leo, without Brad Pitt's, you know, moments and scenes and stuff,
right.
This will seem like a drab. It seems
absolutely
really slow.
That's true.
There's no beginning, middle, and end. There's no progression, really.
Right.
There's just stuff that's happening, and there happens to be a camera following around Leo during this like, phase or whatever.
Right.
So that way, yeah, because it's Quentin Tarantino, because it's like this huge cast, and you're expecting stuff, and you think it's Hollywood, it's glamour. It's not really that. So
right.
Expectation management, which is why I kind of didn't get bored, but yeah, I was hoping for more.
Right.
And minus these one or two scenes either side of the interval, both in the end of the first half, the end of the second half are brilliant. Some of the theater was freaking clapping and cheering.
We were shouting our
yeah,
asses off.
So that was really cool. But besides that, it was.
I completely agree with you. There's again, like you said, I can't put it any better. There's no beginning, middle, or end to this movie. This is a movie that's just happening.
Exactly. Right.
There's no proper plot, there's no proper progression, there's not even, I wouldn't even say these two guys are given like a proper character arc.
Correct.
It's just that initially when they're just introduced to you, they're already so lovable that you just kind of latch onto them.
That's
and
true.
You're just enjoying their journey,
yeah.
Like them doing their thing together.
Correct.
And you know, whatever they're trying to get back, get their careers back and
right.
all of that, so you're just enjoying that.
Right.
And again, it is the downside, but props to Quentin Tarantino, man. Any other director trying to make a movie around two big actors with no plot would not have pulled it off.
Correct.
And again, I know this movie is kind of getting I wouldn't say hate, but it's kind of like they're saying it's mediocre.
Mixed,
mediocre from Quentin Tarantino standards,
yeah.
But I kind of enjoyed it, man. I had fun with whatever was happening on screen. Again, every time I go to a movie, I'm not always just looking for this is the plot that I want.
Right.
I want my plot in one sentence synopsis. I'm
right.
not always looking for that.
Yep.
I'm just looking to have a good time when I'm in the theater, and I got that with this.
Fair. I think why don't we get into a little bit more detail and
let's get into the
filming.
So Quentin Tarantino is back and he's doing what he does best. He's got amazing dialogues, the way he shoots his movies, the way he directs them.
Right.
Every Quentin Tarantino movie has a part of his soul in them because they're so distinguishable.
Yep.
You look at one frame and you just know it's a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Right. So our talk about specific Leonardo DiCaprio scenes when he's an actor. Obviously we mentioned the trailer scene that's towards the end of the first half. Freaking brilliant. It's supposed to be, you know, high on intensity, but it actually
right.
turns out to be funny.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, and the way that happens is really cool. For example, he's basically talking to himself and he's giving himself a hard time because he's basically struggling with alcoholism
right.
and stuff. And he's talking to himself in the mirror and the reflection of the mirror is actually looking towards the camera.
Right.
So basically he's talking to the audience without talking to the audience.
Right.
So that was freaking insane.
Yeah.
But you almost miss it because it's so funny because basically he's saying, you know, why do you have to have 8 whiskey sours? You could have just had 4. And while he's berating himself, he picks up his freaking alcohol canister and has a sip, throws it out. Yeah, so just the way they show that is really, really cool. More stuff with him acting is he's working with this child actor and oh my god, she's 8 years old, but she bosses his character
and
no tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly, and that's to say something about the girls.
Yes.
You know, I don't know, man.
Just
like
maturity, her confidence.
Not just that, her as an actor, I don't think I've seen a better child actor in recent memory.
Right,
she's
right.
so good. You see her in one scene and you're like, oh my god, she's killing it.
Exactly. And, and she's talking about stuff. Basically, they're enjoying a break together.
Right.
And Leonardo DiCaprio wants to get away from everyone. He just finds this corner. He's like, oh, let me chill with her. And it's almost like he's asking her for permission.
Yeah.
Can I stay here? I won't bother you. Is
Can
it
I read
okay?
my book?
Right. And she's just all over him. And it's almost like he's taking cues from her.
Right.
In terms of how do I become a better actor? Have I forgotten about this? Do I not want it anymore? Which is when he has, the trailer scene.
Yeah.
And then when we actually move to the scene that he's filming, he's got her in his lap and he's kind of kidnapped her.
Yeah.
And he does something that he's not supposed to do in the script.
It's in the movie.
In the movie.
He's shooting, yeah.
Correct. And a lot of actors do that. They do
improv.
They do
right.
it in the character, in the scene, and the directors, if they like it, they continue shooting it,
right.
which exactly what happens. And because he kind of throws her and he's not supposed to do that, he actually tells her, oh, I'm really sorry. Are you okay? And she's like, no, it's cool. I got this. I got shoulder pads.
Yeah.
I got elbow pads. That's good.
She's like, I jump to the floor anytime.
Yeah.
That's good.
Right, and from like the first time he met her, where he was in awe of her, he yeah. has this moment, and now he like sort of, you know, comes back and lives it up again. She comes to him and she whispers in his ear that that's some of the best acting I've seen in my life. And he actually has a moment, he starts tearing up and yeah. says, thank you.
And that's there in the trailer. And it's hilarious.
It is so funny.
Firstly, to see DiCaprio acting like he's yes. acting badly.
Yeah.
And then act well.
Oh my just god.
Just that, and when you know it's acting, right. DiCaprio is an amazing actor on right. so many levels.
Absolutely.
And yeah, these two really elevate the game.
Totally.
The entire movie.
Yeah, and you think like, I mean, at least for me, I thought that because Brad Pitt's more on the like the supporting actor, yeah. sidey guy, he's just sort of like right-hand man or whatever. Yeah. I thought we won't get to see much of him, but there are a lot of scenes where
the train has left the station.
Yeah, he's tripping on acid basically. And yeah, I mean, when Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, is doing his thing and he, you know, has his opportunities, goes to Italy and all of that, so the movie comes around Brad Pitt yeah. and apparently he's like murdered his wife, and the way they show that,
it's
also,
still a mystery.
Yeah, he's moment with Bruce Lee, which is really freaking cool, like to show Bruce Lee on the losing side, like this guy's a no nonsense, no one knows him stunt yeah. man who's apparently like washed up and finished, and he slams Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on with Brad Pitt. I believe Brad Pitt is sort of soft-spoken. He has like only these like one lines, but yeah. those lines are so hard-hitting.
And he's a badass, man.
Oh, his dog's a freaking badass.
That's
man.
That true.
Yeah, his dog has rat-flavored and raccoon-flavored freaking dog food. Jesus Christ.
And she's well-trained.
She's
really well-trained.
She's yeah. beyond well-trained. Like, so yeah, they're just a brilliant Motley crew together. And,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's just done really well. Also, soundtrack, man.
The soundtrack was really, really good. I enjoyed
nice
a lot of, exactly,
yeah.
a lot of songs, a lot of throwbacks to the 60s. The
right.
50s and those old kind of tracks that
correct.
We all really love, you
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And one thing I really like, Quentin Tarantino had his own spin on the Sharon Tate's murder. I'm
yes.
not going to spoil anything here.
Yes.
We don't want to give anything away. But yeah, it's Quentin Tarantino's movie, so
right.
expect the unexpected. It's there's a lot of fun to be had here,
yeah.
especially towards the finale.
Yeah, and again,
I had a blast.
Absolutely, and again, it's like it's supposed to be murder. It's supposed to be gruesome.
Right.
And again, they made it funny. Like that's probably the best time we had. Like we're like, you almost
this
have to see
amazing,
it again.
Yeah.
yeah, you almost have to see it again because you actually missed some. Parts because you know Brad Pitt is like high tripping on acid and shit keeps on happening
yeah.
and yeah it's just brilliant, so yeah, nice little way to end the movie.
Absolutely. Let's get in the rating button.
Cool. Okay, coming out of ratings, I was a bit sort of, you know, stuck between yeah, maybe I'll watch it again just for those scenes, so for me
yeah.
just to enjoy those few moments here and there, it was definitely worth the watch for me.
Like I've already said, I'm a really big fan of Quentin Tarantino's. Whatever he puts out, I'll lap it up like a puppy. So yeah, I was really happy watching this. There was at no point, I know there's no plot here, but at no point was I bored watching this movie. So I give 2 thumbs up.
Nice.
So that wraps up our review of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It released in India, I think 2 weeks after it released.
Why?
Outside. I have no idea. We're in 2019. Can we please get movies on time here?
Yeah.
Please, censorboard, whoever's in charge,
yeah.
do something.
Censorboard! Why were they freaking cut? So they cut asshole, anything to do with ass.
But fucks are all there in the movie.
Throughout. Like, what were you thinking? Like, what was the reason behind that? He's like, maybe it's Quentin Tarantino.
I'm happy about it. I'm like, maybe Quentin Tarantino is messing with you guys.
Yeah, and the thing is, there are... So, I think the ratio of number of asses to fucks is like 1 is to 10. So, for every 1 ass, there are 10 fucks. So, you're probably 20-30 minutes into the movie, fucks are there galore. And suddenly, ass is like, oh, we missed
beep.
Something there.
Beep.
Like, whoa, that was ass. So, thanks, Indian Censor Board.
All Quentin Tarantino.
Cool.
But yeah, that wraps it up for us. Let us know how you guys like the movie. Let us know in the comments below.
Yes, please.
A lot more content coming your way really, really soon.
Yep.
Like, share, subscribe as usual. We love you guys. Thank you so much for watching. And be back for more.
Nice.